Brothers, George Howe Colt on His Brothers, and Brothers in History. By George Howe Colt. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2012 by George Howe Colt. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scribner, a division of Simon & Schuster, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The Colt Boys. If the handful of black-and-white snapshots that remain from my childhood is any indication, it's a wonder I didn't end up with a permanent crick in my neck, from literally and figuratively looking up to my older brother. Harry was born 20 months before me, and I worshipped him with an intensity that must have been both flattering and bewildering to the worshipee. I didn't want to be like Harry. I wanted to be Harry. I cocked my coonskin cap exactly the way he did when we played Daniel Boone. I made the same pew-pew sounds he did when I pulled the trigger on my silver plastic six-shooter. I punched the pocket of my baseball glove every time he punched his. When he woke me in the middle of the night one Christmas Eve and invited me downstairs to open presents while our parents slept, I followed. When he said he could help me get rid of my loose tooth, I let him tie it to the playroom doorknob and slam the door. He was my older brother, and I would have agreed to anything he proposed. I would have followed him anywhere. And so one spring evening, not long before I turned 6, as we lay in our matching twin beds, when Harry suggested that we run away from home, I said yes. The following morning, before dawn, I woke to find him standing next to my bed in his pajamas, clutching to his chest the gray metal...